If you've been told to pull your socks up recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. And next up, I've got a duo of guests joining me in the studio today. I'm talking to Karen Creighton and Deb Rock Evans on the topic of food and frequencies for health and well-being. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having us here, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. Really appreciate it.
Good to see you. For some of my regular listeners, you might recognize the voice of Karen Creighton. This is her third time on the show. It is the first time I've got Deb on the show, and I'm thrilled to bring you ladies on because when I first started the Up Your Brave show, my tagline was actually connections, courage, community. And I feel like those three things are three things that really emanate with what you ladies are about. For my listeners who may not know my lovely guest today, Karen Creighton is a natural health expert with over 40 years of experience in nutrition, medical herbalism, homeopathy, and energy medicine, including biofeedback. After overcoming a health crisis in her mid-20s, she devoted her life to empowering others to take control of their wellness through holistic practices. Karen is co-founder of the Food and Frequencies Network, a community that combines food information, healing, and sharing empowering knowledge to help members achieve optimal health. Her passion is guiding people to reclaim their vitality by embracing natural and sustainable approaches to wellness. Deb Rock Evans is on a mission to enable and empower brave, awakened changemakers and grassroots leaders to chart their course to freedom, rock their content creation, and build their safe space online where they can nurture, support, and empower the people they are here to help. Her background is in branding, funnel building, website, and membership site design. And what she brings to this partnership, as well as being an enthusiastic ambassador of Karen's ethos, she attributes overcoming her lifelong struggle with weight fluctuation to Karen's programs. Deb is an angel collaborator, putting her effort into partnerships with people and ventures that she believes in. Hence, she's helped bring food and frequencies from an idea into reality. Well, ladies, I want to commend you because, as you know, I work with a lot of women who are out there changing the world, and you certainly are doing that. So before we dive into food and frequencies and we hear what that's all about, let's talk about you, Deb, because it's your first time on the show. Can you give us a little bit of insight into you and your life? How have things been in your world? And I know you live on a boat. How have things been for you in the past year?
In the past year? Well, certainly in the past 3 years, my world's been quite rocked. but in the past year, it's been amazing. I've been living up in the far north. I'm actually from Wellington, but moved up during COVID, actually. Sold our house and bought our boat, and we live on a boat. So we sailed that up the country, and I've been based in the far north and, you know, meeting a whole lot of new people. My life's very, very different to what it was sort of 3 years ago. And I've been very involved in the what we call the freedom movement, I suppose. During that time, I was an active coordinator for Voices for Freedom and set up a lot of communities up there locally, and we're all pretty spread out in the far north. So it's been incredible, actually. I've met hundreds of people in the last year or two, and that's what's been really, really special. I love all my friends up there, love my life up there, love the lifestyle and the weather. it's been great.
What have you learned about yourself in the last, that experience that we all kind of lived through, the COVID years? They're so challenging and fascinating at the same time. Is there anything specific you learned about yourself that you didn't realize?
I think specifically in the last year, I have learned and realized that in a certain way, I lost myself. I lost myself in what was going on around us at the time. And I got very, very involved in resisting it all. And I think what I've really come to learn in the last year is that what we resist persists, right? Mm-hmm. And you can only resist it so far. My focus has really changed now onto creating the kind of new world and new future that we really want to see for ourselves. That's where my energy now goes. And I think it's really important that we all do that. Mm.
Yeah. Karen, I'm actually going to ask you that same question because I know you've been on my show many times and provided so much wisdom around health and well-being. What have you learned about yourself in the last year or so?
Oh, in the last year or so is I can achieve far more than I ever thought was possible. That I'm very grateful, actually, for the last few years. And because I've met some, like Deb, some amazing people and realized how powerful we are together and how if we collaborate, then we can do anything. And I think this is why we decided to join together and try and get as many like-minded souls to join us and share the wisdom that we've all accumulated over decades of living and learning and especially the accelerated learning that we've had over the last few years. It's been things. And so, yeah, so I think the biggest thing I've learned over the last year especially has been collaboration over competition.
I like that.
Nice. Well, you ladies both have, you know, certainly have a lot of wisdom to share with people, but I think you make a good point, Karen. Sometimes it's just bringing the people together and there's so much knowledge in the room as such, like everyone has so much to offer. So you've created this amazing community. I know you've had many people, I think over 50 people already join you. Tell me about the origin of food and frequencies. What is it exactly and why are food and frequencies so important for humanity right now? I'll go to you, Deb.
Oh, that's a great question because the origin is actually kind of a little bit spooky and magical because Karen and I we both essentially came up with this idea for a community to come together around this topic at the same time, yet separately. And we both reached out to each other saying, of course, I've got a really exciting idea that I'd like to propose to you. And it was the same. It was the inception of this community. And with its focus all being around, really, when you drill things down to the most essential elements, the secret to really good health, both achieving it and maintaining it, really does come down to food and frequencies. It's what we're putting into our bodies with the food and water that we're consuming. And it's the frequencies, our energy internally and externally to us that can really, really affect our health and well-being. And we'd settled on this a little while earlier, working together, but we both came up with the idea to actually create a community membership, based around that.
And based around the fusion of your unique talents as well. Yeah, it's so amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do you want to add anything to that, Karen, in terms of the origin of it or what exactly it is?
Yeah. What exactly is it? The origin was amazing. It's like literally we both wrote to each other a message and those messages basically just sort of, it was like sliding doors. It was literally like one message went to another and we arrived at the same location. It was really quite fascinating. So we knew that it was meant to be. And the food and frequencies is multifaceted, I think, and it's all about sharing, as we said, you know, courses, weekly calls where we do live Zooms on a subject. So for example, like last week the subject was gut health and this week it's about cortisol resistance, and so we do sort of doing quite a structured courses, mini courses, I suppose these weekly calls are. And also we're going to be sharing practitioners' information. So we're wanting practitioners to join us too, so of all modalities and different companies who are doing different products that we really, really resonate with and found that they've worked. And also, you know, the members sharing their information. So yeah, multifaceted. And I think there's probably a lot more on the way. So I'm also planning on if any practitioners want to train in the modalities that I've created over the years, and I'm going to train those too. So it's sort of a multi-layer membership.
Yeah, we're going to have monthly cycling themes, but all of them are generally going to touch on either the science of food and fasting, so really looking into the chemical constituents of our food and the different ways that we can fast and what the benefits of those are, and also frequency medicine. Really, that's going to be introductory for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to bring in so many different practitioners and their different modalities. There's so much to go, you know, out there, including the biofeedback for health modalities, you know, and understanding that. And life force self-healing, like, you know, a lot of these modalities simply introduce us to the idea of how potent frequency is in our health and well-being. But when people actually get their head around how the power of their own mind, body, and spirit can actually heal themselves, that's quite profound. And I guess that's where we're wanting to take it, you know, long term, but it'll be a journey. And I guess also another cycling theme is just integrating traditional versus modern health practices, you know, and helping people find a balance of both, because generally, and especially in Western society and here in New Zealand, generally we're you know, introduced to the allopathic system, and that's pretty much what we all go to. The other modalities don't seem so mainstream, or dare I say it, they're considered a bit woo-woo, you know, or not taken seriously. And we really want to help change that as well. Yeah.
I think bringing the ancient wisdom to modern day frequencies, modern day technologies, and bringing them together, and so that people can be empowered to actually take their own health into their own hands. I think that is the main theme, really, don't you think, Deb?
Absolutely. But we have to, we're aware that we have to meet them where they're at. And, you know, where a lot of people are at is that they're actually quite consciously absent from their health and being, you know, and where they need to start is probably just cutting out things, like cutting the crap out of our diet, is a very good place to start. And unfortunately, we're so surrounded by chemicals and crap in so much of our food, it's there's very little you can avoid. I heard something recently. Apparently, the only food served up at McDonald's that doesn't contain sugar is coffee. Now, that says a lot, doesn't it? It just says everything to me. Like, the chips have sugar in it. Everything has sugar in it. So there's sugar hiding in so many things. There's chemicals hiding in so many things. And I think a lot of people are just kind of oblivious to it. Or they think that she'll be right, mate. I'm pretty bulletproof. I haven't died yet. I'll be okay. But these things catch up with you, you know?
Well, that's right. It's cumulative, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just the other day, you know how there's so much information out there, right? And I'm on Telegram, I'm on Rumble, like I'm reading lots of things. But so I love that people can go to your community and it's all there. So for example, I came across this thing the other day and it was talking about mitochondria and things that damage mitochondria. And it was talking about pesticides and antibiotics and heavy metals and poor diet and sedentary lifestyle and et cetera, et cetera. Then it said, these are the things that can help, you know, magnesium, curcumin, omega-3, you know. And I messaged my sister, who's a doctor, and I said, I would hope that I actually messaged my sister and my husband together. So it was quite an interesting little combo. And I said, you know, I would hope that in med school these days, like that they're teaching some of this stuff, because my nephew's in med school. And it was just so fascinating. I won't even comment on their responses back to me, but it's like, that's what I want. I want more and more people to be interested in and to genuinely give value to, and to be able to easily access this kind of information, because our doctors are not taught this stuff.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. But beyond the medical industry, it's just not front of mind for most people either. And, You know, we're all going, you know, most people are going for convenience, and they're also going for things that they're craving for that make them feel good. They get that instant, I feel better hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they realize that what their experience is actually an addiction. You know, it's a craving because they're addicted to a substance that they really don't need in their life. And this is something that it's hard to know who we're going to attract to the community, but I'm hoping that by calling out some uncomfortable truths of the types of behaviors that we observe, that we're going to at least stop them in their tracks and get their attention, that they're on a steam train that's just heading to oblivion if they carry on like that and don't start to, like Karen said before, rather than adding things that they could be doing better, start stripping things out that they really could do without.
Yeah, well, on that, Karen, I would love it if you could, like, I don't know, itemize a few things for my listeners today. If there's maybe 6 things or 5 things that we should do our darndest to strip out of our diet, what might those be?
Okay, so number one has to be sugar. Remove sugar in all its guises. So that's the maltose, fructose, lactose, if you're lactose intolerant, you don't have to worry too much about that if you're not having too much of it. But also removing, you know, the junk food, you know, going to just through convenience, you know, going to the local fish and chip shop. Because the third one, I really feel really strongly that we should really be avoiding, and they should actually be called poison, is vegetable oil.
Mm.
They really should be avoided. And also, what we have to really take a look at, and people don't often do, is look at what they're putting onto their skin as well as what they're doing with their food. Because a lot of the women's facial creams and everything, if you knew what they were and what they're doing inside of you, you wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. So one of the things that comes to mind when I'm saying that is, I don't know if you know, but baby powder. So baby talcum powder has been linked to ovarian cancer. They have found in ovarian cancer tumors, they have found talcum powder. So baby powder is something to really, really avoid.
Question on that. Would that be like from the mom who is using it on their baby and it gets absorbed into her system because she's probably breathing it in, not to mention touching it with her hands, or she was a little baby who got talcum powder on her and then down the road she gets ovarian? Well,
that's a very good question. I'd say a bit of both, because if you look at our skin's not only our largest elimination organ, it's our largest absorption organ too. So, and also the thing which I would highly, the fifth one is basically make sure you have filtered water, because we are getting so many heavy metals and chemicals through our water. I actually had my water tested recently, and we're on town water, and unfortunately the person who did the testing couldn't see if there was fluoride in our water because he didn't have the right testing equipment, but he found strontium and barium in our town water. And so it's really, really important that those things are taken out. So if you're going to get a filter, make sure they're taking out heavy metals, chlorine, and if you can get the added one of fluoride taken out, because it's really important that our water is good quality, because let's face it, we're drinking it, we're cooking on it, and we're bathing in it, and we're bathing in it, and we're absorbing when we bathe in it, you know? So you have a nice bath and you have these chemical soup that you're laying in.
I know.
You know, it's a really important one that we take on board these things, you know.
And Karen, can you just explain for people why we should care? Like, what does it matter that there are, I don't know, heavy metals trapped in our bodies?
Oh, That's a big subject. We could talk about that all day. But basically, if we look at heavy metals and chemicals, they have to go somewhere. And, you know, aluminium is, you know, we have aluminium in deodorants, in classical deodorants you can get at the supermarket, unless it says aluminium free, we'll have aluminium in. And aluminium is linked to Alzheimer's. And so if you look at putting a deodorant under your armpits, which is actually where your lymph nodes, your major lymph nodes are in, and the lymph nodes are our big detoxification pathways, but they're also a circulatory system that goes into the whole, into the brain and everything else. And so consequently, it's going to get there. It's going to get into the brain. It's going to get, and then the other heavy metals affect the liver and the kidneys. And, you know, it affects the ability for our bodies to function at optimum, and eventually can cause all sorts of havoc. You know, people are getting all, there's so many symptoms of heavy metals and chemicals that, you know, nearly every disease process probably has chemicals. For example, a client I had many, many years ago came to, and she had MS symptoms. And what it turned out, we did have testing equipment at the time. And what it turned out was that she had aspartame poisoning, which of course is artificial sweetener. So, and once she got off the Diet Coke, because she was drinking lots of it, her symptoms went away.
There you go.
Well, it's interesting what you said earlier, Deb, because some people, you know, they just don't know these things because, to be honest, a lot of it hasn't been taught. And we've been taught the opposite quite often around cholesterol and such. And then other people, they kind of know, like they know, but unless they're in a community, and that's why I love that, you know, we're talking about community today, unless they're in a community of people that are also on the journey with them and they can hold them accountable and keep and cheer them on, then it's really easy to fall off the bandwagon. You know, if you love your Coke or you're super into, you know, eating your chips or whatever every Friday night. So let's talk about community a little bit. What have you noticed? Because Deb, I know you're rock the boat. You've had your own community through the years of different things. What, talk to me about the power of community and why it's so important.
Yeah, well, rock the boat's one of them. But I mean, when I was up, you know, up north coordinating during the COVID times and coming together with people who were, you know, seeing what was happening and had a very different viewpoint to what they were being presented with by the majority around them. You know, I opened up, I had a series of weekend gatherings up there where, and I just gave people a mic. They could just stand and share what they were going through, and they could, you know, and there were so many, then there were hundreds of us. There were so many people with varying viewpoints on exactly what was going on. And everybody, what I saw, it was a beautiful thing when everybody I saw had the opportunity and chance to stand up. And everyone did in the end, no matter how shy they were or, you know, how differing their views were, and shared their truths. And there was no shame in asking questions that they thought might be silly. You know, that it was amazing how people rallied together and really held a space for those who also were quite, started to become quite triggered by what they were learning and discovering as well, right? So that's what community is for me. It's rallying together for everyone so that they're all benefiting from the journey together. And yeah, on an even keel, or even though they are at different, you know, at different ages and stages.
Well, that, I think that's part of the key, though. Like you said, yeah, learning and discovering, learning from each other, sometimes things that we don't want to hear, like we almost want to close our ears and not listen to it, but learning and discovering and the ability to actually ask, like you said, ask questions. You know, I often feel like I have to almost remind people in my family, I quite often, like, I'm allowed to ask these questions. Like, I'm actually allowed because, you know, we've been shut down so much. So, that's so incredible. What about you, Karen, in terms of the community? I know you have you've been in business a long time. I know you recently upped your brave and stopped taking one-on-one clients. So you really are focusing on community now. Why is community so important, especially for the food and frequencies, what you're trying to achieve?
I think community is so vital now because so many people have been feeling rather isolated. And what I've noticed over the last couple of years, especially, is people light up when they're sharing their wisdom. And I think the more we can light one another up, the big picture is actually us lighting our world up. And so the more we can light each other up, in actual fact, it's a really, really beneficial thing for the planet, because not only are we learning from each other, and the other thing that we're going to be doing with the network is we're going to be doing panel discussions where people can actually have debate, like healthy debate, where we're not judging, we're not going to ostracize anyone for someone's opinion, because health has so many diverse advocates. You know, we've talked about this before, is like from vegan to carnivore and everything in between, you know. So and there's nothing wrong with any of them, but it's actually right, okay, let's have a discussion about it, and let's really share our experiences, share what we've learned, share and learn from each other, and actually learning to be much less judgmental and much more tolerant.
And unbiased. We really want to create a community whereby the information that they're gathering and learning together is empowering us, and that it is unbiased, and, you know, not promoting any one thing, because the answer isn't as simple as we think. You're right, Karen. You know, the answer is somewhere in the middle of those extremes in terms of diet, for example, vegan to carnivore. There's going to be someone's going to sit somewhere along that spectrum. And it's, we really want to help people find that perfect equilibrium, that balanced place for them, you know, knowing full well that it is really unique to them and that their results might be different from someone else's.
Yeah.
Oh, I love panel discussions. I remember when COVID first happened, you know, I remember in that the first few months I used to do a panel. It was me plus three every week, and I would have a new panel. It was called Up Your Brave even back then, way before the RCR show. And yeah, I used to have three different people on, and we would have a topic. It might be empowered parenting or raising resilience or staying positive in hard times. And I was just trying to motivate and inspire people. But I think there's something magical about bringing together more than one person. Like, so it's not an interview, it's a panel, it's a discussion, and you're allowed to disagree. And in fact, we really love it when you do.
Because it's so refreshing, right? Some transparency in seeing a debate unravel,
yeah.
You know, so that people can come away making up their own minds rather than it being a predetermined decision that's being sold to you.
And I'm sure you ladies will do a great job. The key is facilitating that when people are not in agreement, it's okay.
That's right, yeah.
Keeping it good. So for those of you listening, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. We are talking today to Karen Creighton and Deb Rock Evans on the topic of food and frequencies for health and well-being. We would love to hear back from you. What is resonating for you? What health and well-being focus have you got? How are you raising your frequency? You can send us a text, 2057. You can send us an email, inbox@realitycheck.radio. And I do encourage our listeners to go and check out the replay page. I've got two other interviews with Karen that we've done in the past. We did talk a little bit about the carnivore diet in the past, and we've also talked about detoxing. Karen, for our listeners today, I would love it if you could share a little bit more insight or some practical tips or wisdom, the type of thing that you share in your food and frequency community, but if you can share it with us today, one or two other health and well-being tips or things that people might not be aware of.
Yeah. I think if we keep things simple is the main thing of health. I think if we can keep our meals simple, and what I mean by that is not have too many ingredients, and if we can keep our environment simple, you know, if we can keep uncluttered as much as possible. And we all have a cluttered space, you know, that is, it's just that there always has to be a place where you feel clear, and whether it's the meditation room or whether it's your whole house, you know, and try as much as you can to keep life simple. Because if we can simplify, then I think we have much more space to actually enjoy whatever we're doing at the time. And so, yeah, I think that's probably my words of wisdom for the day.
Well, you know, it's such a good time. I mean, September is the month for transformation, T-R-A-N-S, not T-R-A-N-C-E, right? We're not in a trance. We're transforming. And for a lot of people, that is really releasing, letting go of things that aren't serving you, whether that be friendships or items in your house. You know, people are selling things that, you know, their kids have outgrown. They've been sitting around collecting dust. Or like you said, just simplifying their responsibilities, but also maybe their meals. That's such a good reminder. And I think it's so important because you talked earlier about lighting our world up, I think is the word that you used. And I feel like part of that is if we can light ourselves up by not overburdening ourselves. What are your thoughts on that, lighting up the world and decluttering, Deb?
Well, yeah, spring cleaning, you know, comes to mind. September's the time for spring cleaning, isn't it? And I mean, that's what I will be doing, that's for sure. And that's just, yeah, like Karen said, it's the cluttering of stuff that we accumulate. We all accumulate way too much stuff. But also from a diet perspective, it's a great time to be detoxing, doing a little fasting, you know, just abstaining from things for a while. Because when we do reduce, you know, the amount that we are taking in, we're also giving our bodies a chance to rest and recuperate. I've learned since I've been in Karen's world just how busy our bodies spend most of the day simply digesting food. That it actually takes up an awful lot of our body's resources. And so to not have to digest food for sustained periods of time is really, really, really good for us. And in fact, on the topic of fasting, because detoxing is something that Karen is looking at with our current members in the group. Our current members, most of them are going through a detox over several months. And new people coming in, what we're doing is looking at cutting the crap. So again, it's just taking out the extra erroneous stuff that we really don't need and getting back to simple, basic ingredients and replacing some of those, yeah, convenience foods that really are not good for us with far more simple and satiating foods instead.
Mm. And just coming back to that, having a community so you're not alone is so important. I ran a workshop this morning and one of my attendees, I was like, here are some bliss balls and strawberries and grapes. But she's like, no, I'm doing a fast. So she only had herbal tea. But good on her. I think it's must be much easier when you're doing it with a group of people. All right, ladies, we're about to wrap things up and go to the Up Your Brave question. Before we do that, is there anything else you want to share with us about your beautiful community that you've created? I know you've got a panel, you've got different weekly themes and focuses. So there's a lot of education and inspiration and support. Anything else you want to add to that before I ask you about Upping Your Brave?
Yeah, I will. I might just share with the listeners what we've got planned for the next sort of 6 months, because we mentioned that we work with cycling themes. And I mentioned just now that our current theme is around detoxing and cutting the crap. The next couple of months towards the end of the year, November and December, we'll be getting into the holiday season mode. And so we're going to be giving people a lot of tips and tricks to get through that party season, that silly season, without overindulging too much. And even looking at, you know, alcohol-free versions of, you know, enjoying their Christmas festivities and things like that. And then into the new year, we're going to be looking at moving from carbivores to carnivores. So a lot of people might have heard a lot of, you know, the hype around carnivore lifestyle, but might be thinking, I just cannot give up my chips or my crisps or my potatoes or I love my bread, right? I love my Vogels, whatever that might be. So we're really going to be exploring that because, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with carbs, but we do, most of us have probably too much in our diet. And then that's going to move on into, you know, preparing for coming into winter months. We'll be looking at, you know, prepping for the winter and fasting and cutting back again. So if any of those things might appeal to listeners, then yeah, that's what we're going to be up to in the community.
I imagine there will be people going, oh, I've been meaning, like the meaning to, you know, oh, I've been meaning to do that. I've been thinking about it. It's like, well, this is your invitation. Well, that's what life does. Life puts invitations and opportunities in front of you. So if you're listening to this, maybe there's a reason, maybe this is an invitation for you. We'll come in a minute as to how people find out more, but I'd love to ask you each. We'll start with you, Deb, because we're still with you. If you were to truly up your brave in the remaining months of 2024, what would you do or not do?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. For me, I've been focusing a lot on my diet, but there's still more I can do. So I'm going to up my brave and challenge myself to drop about 5 kgs with some detoxing before the end of the year. And probably just as importantly, to really instill in a good fitness regime, which I've been quite lazy with. And I come up with endless excuses as to why not. So I will be upping my brave by committing to that.
I like how you said weight drop.
Yeah. We don't lose it here. We drop it.
Drop it. Not weight loss, weight drop. That's cool. It's a language. It's a shift, but it's actually very impactful.
Yeah, it's a very important one, because otherwise if you lose something, you're always going to be looking for it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Karen? If you were to, I know you stopped doing the one-on-ones, that was brave, but what if you were to truly up your brave in the next few months, what would that look like?
Well, I've started to up my brave, and it's something I've been talking about forever, is by the end of the year, hopefully I finish my book.
Great.
With everything else that I'm doing as well. But yeah, so the book will be finished, fingers crossed, by the end of the year.
Well, you have so much wisdom. It's probably multiple books, but sometimes when we're experiencing something like nurturing this community, I'm sure there'll be a chapter that the timing will be divine with what you're bringing together.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. All right. So let us know, if you can, how can people join? Where can they learn more about the food and frequencies or follow you on the socials? And if they do feel called to jump in and join, I know you've got a special during September. Tell us a little bit about that. Karen.
Yeah, that's September spring launch. So yes, we our website is foodandfrequencies.net. So that's with an IES. And yeah, we're going to be offering our founding members, because it's still early days, we have about 50 members so far, but we're offering founding members joining us now this September to join at a $22 a month, which is such a bargain for what we're all doing in there. And they'll keep that price at a lifetime as long as they stay a member. So that's where you can find us. We're on Facebook as well. Our page is called Food and Frequencies. And we also have a free public group on Facebook called Food and Frequencies for Holistic Health. Definitely come and find us in there, because, you know, communities are so much better on Facebook. And we're on Instagram as well, aren't we, Karen?
Just started that one.
Food okay, so in terms of the website, if people want to Google that, it's Food and Frequencies, like A-N-D, not the symbol. So have a look for it. That's amazing. And if they're looking on socials, it's an orange logo, like an orange icon, right? Circle.
Yes, the group will be, or it's blue actually. And the page is actually a group of women all joining hands in a circle. So
right. But there are men in the group as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good to know. Everyone's welcome. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh yes. Everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'd like to encourage the male listeners to come and join, because we'd like to have a few more males in the group. The other thing that I omitted to what we're offering as well is, we call it Wellness Wednesdays, where it's a drop-in on a Zoom, and basically it's one-on-one. So, you know, people can just get in the waiting room at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, beg your pardon, 3 o'clock, and it's for 3 hours where people can drop in and have a chat, do a mini consult, just ask questions.
Really? So wait a minute. So yes, it's not like a Zoom call with lots of faces. It's like one person at a time talking to you, Karen, with, and then once they're done, you they're out and then you bring the next person. Oh, that's cool.
Right. I actually find it quite hilarious that you keep forgetting that, Karen, because I consider it probably our most valuable offering with the community. Is that access to that time with you, because you can essentially have a little mini consultation or just ask a really personal question, you know.
Yeah, without everyone else listening.
It's priceless. Yeah.
And it's great for me too, because I get to learn what the most important information that people are wanting at that present moment in time. So I can tailor content to that too. So the more that people can come and ask me questions, the more we can provide value too, as well, you know, provide value for them individually, but also provide value for the rest of the community too.
Mm. Well, it really is such a fascinating time we're all going through. I love seeing more people stepping into understanding and understanding their own body, you know, holistic health and well-being, and being aware of their own frequency. So thank you for the work that you're doing, both of you. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up?
No, just thank you very much, Natalie, for this opportunity just to chat to your listeners. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I can't think of anything that I need to add. I mean, I've got a whole list of potential benefits that people could see by joining us, but I don't feel the need to do it. I think people will have gleaned enough.
Yeah, they can check it out on the info page, and it's just great. Here's the thing. I love to shine the light on amazing people doing amazing things, which you ladies are. And because for my listeners, it's hard to know what's going on. There's so many opportunities in the world. There's so many things happening. And so I like to shine the light so people at least know what is on the horizon. And maybe someone's listening today and they're like, well, that I don't need to join that. But oh my goodness, that would be perfect for my brother-in-law, or that would be amazing for my cousin or whatever. And so it's just a matter sometimes, hey, well, if you're listening to this and you think someone else can benefit, please share the link, either post it on socials or grab the link and private message it to someone, or just let them know, just say to them, look up Food and Frequencies. It's awesome. We are here to raise the consciousness of humanity. We are here to help heal humanity, I think. And it's been amazing to chat with you today, Karen and Deb. Thank you so much.
Fantastic wrap up. Thanks,
Natalie.
Yeah. Awesome. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.